You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello. Welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. There she is. You guys, we had to do a take two because Annette forgot that one.
I just forgot my line. Said it 150 plus times.
Yeah, you have. Well, we are so excited to be back with you for another great week. We're going to talk this week about maintenance, but not necessarily from like things to do maintenance-wise, which we're going to cover that. But also...
From a guest perspective,
mm-hmm. right? So before we get into all that, though, we are going to, of course, celebrate one of you, our listeners, who's using our hashtag #STRShareSunday on Instagram. We are prowling. We are looking for you. And we will share you here on the podcast, on Instagram, our email list. Nettie, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at the Green Chickadee. Again, at the Green Chickadee. Love her logo. And... you can only imagine there are hints of green throughout the whole property, which I love. But this is interesting. We've never done one of these. It's a cottage by the Appalachian Trail. So I think that's cool. So I think they cater to people maybe walking the AT because it's in their description where they are kind of on the trail, which is interesting. Thought that was fun because, you know, these summer months, people are hiking the trail. But love how throughout the entire property, there is this very distinctive green. The front door is green. There are elements throughout the house. So she's carrying, there's a green table legs in the kitchen, the bathroom, or the bedroom has some green accents. I just really love that. But in order to talk about what we're kind of going to chat about today, I love the way that they have done this in their description here. Okay. When they are describing their whole property, I love it. They make the little green heart emoji to kind of bullet point things because there's a lot of things to read, but they use that. But towards the end, other things to note. I want you to think about this right now, and listeners, and you can use this. We are working on landscaping and other small projects outside the house. We will coordinate with guests and avoid inconvenience as much as possible. I love that. They also talk about there's some water puddles that sometimes after a heavy rain, they might be around the basement door, but they're also working to resolve that issue. I just love that they're very aware. There are two things that they're working on to upgrade their property, and they're making it their guest aware of that before the booking. And so really just wanted to go over this today because this is a segue into what our podcast episode is about, because let's face it, properties are living, breathing organisms. They are constantly changing. They are constantly needing love and attention. And there's a way that we need to communicate that with the guest and take care of these homes. They're bringing in hopefully a ton of profit for you. So we need to work on them. So Sarah, let's get into some of the stuff that we had bullet pointed that we wanted to go over with everyone today.
Yeah. Well, one thing I wanted to point out too, and so listeners, this episode, we hope if nothing else, gets your mind kind of turning on how you are going to handle these issues or how you do handle them. Can you improve? Are you killing it right off the bat? And if you are, we'd love to hear about it either on our Instagram via DM, or you can always, of course, email us. But the one thing I always say is we often, and I do this, we often look to hotels for inspiration, or like, what do hotels do when it comes to, you know, what do you find in a hotel room, or how do hotels handle their turnover, and how do hotels handle the front desk, right? We go to them for inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
But I firmly believe at the end of the day, we're not hotels, right? We are a different stay. So people can decide what they prefer depending on their trip. Do you want to stay at a hotel? Because that is one type of stay. Or do you want to stay at a short-term rental? That is not to say that we don't try, because obviously that's one of our missions, Annette, is to up-level what it means to be a host and really professionalize what we do so that guests can have a really great stay. Our listeners here can make more money, and it's just all around good.
We're talking about this because maintenance has come up a lot recently. We're heading into summertime. The house, depending on where you are, like the exterior maintenance really needs to start to get some attention, and there's landscaping taking place. There's some maintenance taking place. Sarah's had a few, you know, we've been discussing this a couple of times just this week alone, strictly about maintenance. It wasn't anything else about, and it was, some exterior maintenance first and foremost, and then interior. So if it hasn't popped up yet on your, you know, things that you're working on, it will here creep in. Hopefully really, really soon.
If you're lucky, you have a full-time handy person. If you're lucky, you have a quote-unquote maintenance team. Mm-hmm. But if you're like so many listeners or so many of our Instagram followers, you are maintenance, right? Or you are that segue between receiving the problem or the issue or knowing that something needs to be looked at and then getting a professional in there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things happen when we're not expecting them to happen. So we're going to tackle that today too. But what inspired this story, so I'll tell you, I own a fourplex, and my husband and I have been itching to replace the storm doors on them. One of them was missing. When we purchased the property, just didn't have one. And so we got really nice new black storm doors. And of course, it's like, okay.
Oh, wait, on everyone? I haven't seen that. Nice. I'll have to swing by.
Yeah, it looks really good. And we were trying to figure out a great time to have them installed. Well, don't you know, Ohio summers, it was just a stretch of rain when we had scheduled our favorite maintenance, our favorite handy person. And then our favorite handy person, you know, his get. So long story short, we had to do it when guests were there. Like, we got to get this done. I think we had like two on, and then he had to stop. So like,
it actually probably looked
the house is like winking at you. Right. And it just makes the home more secure having this other thing to.
Absolutely.
Lock. So here's what happened though. We messaged one of the guests to say, hey, unfortunately, we think we might need to install the storm door during your stay. It really shouldn't impact you more than you might see someone outside. If this is a big deal to you, we won't do it. We'll figure it out. And the guest was like, no, not a problem. Super understanding. But the maintenance person had to walk upstairs and walk past one of our other units. And this guest happened to be making her coffee at this time. And she was appalled that she saw someone from outside the window when she was making her coffee. She didn't like that she felt like there's a stranger outside her door, you know? And it just got my husband and I thinking. It's just like, listeners, it gets frustrating, right? When you try to make your property better and you try to make guests aware, and there's just some people, you know, you can't please. And I will be honest with you, I didn't even think to notify this guest because it was not happening at
that specific property.
And he wasn't outside her window. He just walked past it. So honestly, it could be the neighbor that walked past it, but she just saw that it was like a handy person and then made her feel immediately uncomfortable. So we thought we'd share with you today, so maybe you don't have to go through this, of what to do when you've got to do maintenance, whether it's scheduled or unexpected, and or what happens when something that you promise is going to work doesn't work. It needs to be fixed during guest day, or at least troubleshot so that you can maybe get it back up and running for the guest day. And so we have a little list here of things that we want to tackle with you and let you know how we would handle it. Maybe get your brain think about how you would handle it.
And this is where we have to encourage you of think about your guest. Hey, this might be your longstanding lawn team, but this might be a single person staying in the home that has no idea why there's like five people on the exterior that are doing all the landscaping and all the maintenance at a certain time. We get so in our lane. We just want you to think about how the guest's perspective, how they're taking some of the stuff. So let's get into it.
Well, first and foremost, I love how our STR share example handled it, right? To put it in your listing that in your note section, lawn care comes these days. Mm-hmm. If it rains on one of these days, they come the day after, right? So like have some sort of caveat in there. And I also like to put it in our home rules.
Right.
Because when you get a pre-booking message from us, no matter how they book, it says, you know, you agree to the home rules if you book our stay with us. And then they're agreeing to this ongoing maintenance or, you know, the spa gets serviced at 8 a.m. on Wednesdays or for stays longer, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. It's in the rental agreement. It's in your home rules.
They're aware, right? You're making
it. It's not just in your listing and in your notes. It's in like, this is a rule. You're going to have to agree to this, mm-hmm. right? Because like you said, properties are living, breathing things. And you think about hotels, they're mowing the lawn whatever day they want.
Well, they're working around the clock on all the things at all points in time. So
absolutely. And if you're staying in one of their room, like if you're staying in 301, something happens at 301, they'll just move you to 304 before you even check in, right? Mm-hmm. They can do that. Our houses are snowflakes.
Right.
Our spaces, right? Like they're unique. The guest booked that place. So if something happens in that place.
Ooh, I have it for example too. Sarah and I last, I forget when it was, but we actually stayed in a hotel and there was flooding. Oh, we had to use the behind the scenes.
The back of house.
Back of house elevator. For our entire stay. And when I say back of house, we saw it all.
we did.
It was, but you know what? It was like,
what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? And I, of course, Sarah and I loved it because we're like, oh, this is cool. We get to see the back of the house. But there was not, I will let you know, like,
no discount.
Our room was not reduced. I don't think we had any extra, you know, breakfast or cocktails or anything like that. So that's just a for instance that they were in this thing. Like they couldn't get anybody out to because it was an elevator. Like they couldn't even get someone out that was skilled enough to fix the elevator during our stay. So it does happen. We just
experienced
it. Or
maybe taken apart. Like some of you guys are a skilled person, but a skilled person like, well, yeah, we're the part now. So I have a list of things that we could just have a conversation in it. And hopefully this will get our listeners
thinking
brains
about
it. First of all, there's trash. So we've got a property where the trash has to be taken from the backyard to the street to get picked up.
Right.
I don't like asking our guests to do that. Like we will take care of that. There is a cleaning fee. We ask you to do minimal things for the cleaning fee, which that's a whole other podcast.
It is. That is a good one. Yeah.
So we let the guests know again, listing like on Wednesdays, you might hear us come to the back gate. We are grabbing the trash. We're going to take it to the street. And then the next day we take it back. Mm-hmm. Right. So again, we're just, it letting has to happen.
And this is something too, depending on where you are and what your property is and how the garbage is collected. If it isn't someone on our team, like asking a neighbor or someone else to do that for you. Because again, it's just like, depending again, where you live, like we have the giant like roll away trash cans that I don't know. I don't want to be doing that on my trip. I would do it, but yeah.
If it's I have been asked if vacation rentals do that, but
yeah,
it's something
for sure.
That we don't have to have, our guests don't have to do it. So we don't ask them, but we do have to let them know you might hear someone
on
at
these
the
days.
Back gate.
Yep.
Right.
They're not rummaging through it.
How about the lawn?
Mm-hmm.
Because
huge.
Someone, we've heard some varying stories on this. Someone's like, well, I tell my lawn guy that they can only come on days where guests aren't there. And coming from metro area or even like a popular short-term rental, vacation rental, like our lawn guy would be like, you know, unless it's a full-time employee, they'd be like, we got to come when we are in your area.
Especially with weather.
Especially with weather.
And just with like labor right now too. So.
Oh yeah.
But, and I think as a host also listen, like I just, that's another thing that you're going to have to coordinate and like try to keep track of, which that would be, to me, it would be overwhelming, but I'm sure but if you can get it dialed in like that, good for you. But.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, if your guest doesn't have to know that you cut your lawn, it doesn't magically happen on its own.
Yeah.
But for any of you out there who like are stressing about this, please know that there are hosts out there that tell their guests, like, listen, you might see the lawn get mowed during your stay.
Mm-hmm.
We try not to make it, you know, on Saturdays when you're having a picnic in our backyard. I mean, like that's not going to happen, but the same time, maybe it's a Thursday and you're having dinner back there, but that's just the reality of a living, breathing home. Let's talk about spas. A lot of us have jacuzzis, hot tubs, spas.
Pools. Oh, man.
Pools.
Oh.
You know, and they need to be maintained. And some of you have maybe have set schedules, like you can only check in this day, check out that day. And that makes it a lot easier to have
to
like
coordinate.
A heartbeat on your maintenance and have it to be more systematized. But let's say you don't have that luxury. And so it might happen during a guest stay. What if it stops working? I mean, I can't tell you how many times a jacuzzi, a spa has stopped working during a guest stay. And you have to have a maintenance tech come out and troubleshoot it. Maybe you have to empty it. And it is like at the heart of your property, but you want to get it back up and running for the guest. What works really well for us there is, again, in our rental conditions agreement, or if you're just using an OTA like Airbnb in your home rules, what happens if a popular amenity goes down? What are the guests already agreeing to if they book their place? How much of a refund are they going to get? I believe they should get some sort of compensation back, because a lot of us are booking these days because it's something that we don't have in our normal day-to-day life. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to stay. Yes, they're going to stay in their sleep there. But I mean, the hot tub was potentially a big draw.
For sure.
Right? So if it's not working, you probably should. But for your business, what are you going to refund if that happens? Mm-hmm. And how many days? What if it's down for just one day? What if it's down for two? What if it's down for their whole stay? Like, already think about.
Yeah, think of pre-think of what could potentially happen there.
Right. All right. And then we just have what happens if you have to have a maintenance tech go into the home during a guest stay. Like, the fridge breaks down. That also happens to me. Why do these things happen to me?
They all happen. So this, we really want you to think about this one. We encourage you to be on site with the tech if you can.
Yeah.
Just protecting the guests, that there's like, you know, for instance, like when I used to do HR stuff, like if we were ever going to have a conversation with an employee, we would never not have a third party there, because it gets into like he said, she said, and you have that. But that way, A, it's just for the safety of the guest. B, you can confirm that the issue that was, you know, actually taken care of. And then C, it depends. Like, A, is the guest even going to be there? And if not, you can say, I'm going to let the tech in. I'll be there. And then if not, if the guest is still there, if there's anything, we've had a few rumblings of people thinking that like a like turnover team, you know, if things come up missing or something else broken, you don't want there to be any finger pointing, if you will.
Protecting the maintenance tech too.
Yeah, right? And both sides. Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You don't want to put it on the guest to tell the tech like what's wrong.
Right.
Their stay has already been impacted.
Right.
So how nice would it be if you had a third party who understands? If it's not you, maybe it's your inspector or a friendly neighbor who has agreed to be helpful, or whoever that is for you. Who is going to be that person?
Let's not forget about, because I'm sure there's a lot of listeners like, I live 3 hours away. I need to take care of the problem, yada, yada. We understand that. So A, we always encourage boots on the ground. But B, guess what there is? There is this thing called FaceTime and Zoom. Make it happen. Like, have the tech FaceTime you. Tell the guests, like, can you FaceTime me the whole entire time that they're there? Like, let's use some of that technology. Hop on a Zoom, you know, you can set up your computer while they're fixing the refrigerator, whatever. Like, there are things like that. And Sarah has another great thing. If for some reason the guest isn't there and the tech is going on, it's making sure you have some specific codes for your locks. Do you want to get into how they can kind of protect, well, whether there's a guest there during a stay or not during a stay, if there's maintenance being done?
Yes. So let's say a guest is like, we're going to leave. The maintenance tech is welcome to come.
And this can be for your handy person too, or your turnover team. This is kind of multifaceted for sure.
Creating codes for these vendors that only work for the time that they need to be in the property. And that way it just gives you a pulse on when they got there, when they were done. I mean, we would like them to contact us when they're there, when they leave. But you know, when your mom asks you, like, let you know when you get home, and like, I always forget to do that.
It's like the next day. You're like, no,
like,
news
I got
is good.
Home, mom. Well, let's help out, you know, and just have a little bit of a layer of some sort of insurance that like that they arrived this time, they left at this time. It's just another little layer that you can do.
Mm-hmm. And their code, you can delete it. Just having the same codes for all the things is just a really, really You can't do it. You just can't do it.
No,
it's very, very unsafe. Because here's the other thing too. Just because you think someone's doing maintenance on the exterior, also, hot tip here. Sarah and I were talking about this last week. You don't want to always communicate that your house is a short-term rental. Then it turns into potentially they think it's a commercial property. They're going to charge you more.
They're going to gouge you.
Like, oh, they really need this done. They have a guest in there. And secondarily, like, that service-based business doesn't need to know that there are a lot of people in and out of that property and that isn't someone's primary residence. I know that, like, I stayed at a short-term rental last year too, and the tree fell in the backyard. And they literally, when I say they had like 15 people there all day, like getting this tree down. And I think like that they were talking to us and they knew, and it was, and it doesn't matter, but there was all females in the home. There was no, and they all knew like, hey, we were from out of town. We all had out of state plates on our cars. They were like, so we hear this is an Airbnb. And I'll tell you what, we did not feel very safe because also this host, we stayed there twice over like a 2 month span and our door code was the same. You know, we had requested they come and change it. They were actually mad at us because we requested it be changed. And they were like, I've never changed this in 2 years. And we're like, well, and you don't think that's a problem?
Well, number one, maybe you haven't had repeat guests, which you're welcome. I'm a repeat guest.
Right. And like, yeah, you got to change that. You got to change those locks. Yeah. So if you're out there and you haven't changed your door code, like with every guest, you got to, let's up the game.
Do that.
You've heard it here.
Because you know what? It's like, well, nothing's ever happened these 2 years.
But the one time
that's not
it
a
does.
Good excuse because it's that one time that it does, when it happens to you. No, we don't do that.
Or if you have, you know, people that have the same code on the exterior, like if they have a lock box on the outside or they
change that.
Yeah, switch it up. So do that today if you haven't.
Yes.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan.
Next on our list too is just being aware of the kind of guests you have in your space. So had I been more thoughtful, I try to be as thoughtful as I can, you guys, but I make mistakes.
You miss, Sarah.
I make mistakes.
You miss.
The guest next to the guest getting the work done, the screen door put on, you know, I should have thought more like, okay, guy going up and downstairs with tools. She is one guest, female. Maybe I should be more sensitive. And so just thinking holistically, like if you manage a multifamily like that or something, and if you're going to have a handy person in the backyard or whatever, just to like be really like, even if it's in your home rules, be really thoughtful about, I should let her know.
Right. Or if they, let's say they have a pet and they might be letting the pet in and out. Cause let's say you're pet friendly and the landscaper comes and they leave the back gate open. So you really need to think about, pet friendly? Are you family friendly? You know, is there stuff like that? Are there any pesticides, things like that happening? Or just, are the kids going to be out in the lawn? Or, you know, or is it a multi-generational trip too? Like, does someone that's going away to do something for the day need to tell the rest of the family that someone might be there?
Here's a good idea, listeners. What you could do is, let's say you do have a landscaper who comes, maybe it's every, I don't know, Saturday at 10 a.m. you can have an automatic message go out to your guests and just saying, hey guest, as a reminder of one of our home rules, we do have maintenance, a lot of maintenance that comes every Saturday, weather dependent between these hours. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, if you have any pets or kiddos, do X, Y, Z.
Let us know. Yep.
So remember, you can, I mean, we don't want to bug our guests too much, but again, we are not hotels. We are homes. We are snowflakes. It's going to take a little bit of an extra touch.
Tip them off.
Okay. Next on our list is just going over, I said out loud, you know, why does stuff happen to me? And you know why it frustrates me that it happens to me? Because I'm pretty obsessive about preventative maintenance. Mm-hmm. That just goes to show you like, how many times would these things break if I didn't do preventative maintenance like I do? Mm-hmm. And so we thought this would be a great opportunity just to talk. You know, we love talking about safety here on the show, but this is, yes, it's safety, but it's also, you know, if you can do these things quarterly, either you, if you understand what you're looking at and looking for, or you hire someone like a home inspector, could maybe they would take this extra task on. And just doing some preventative maintenance. So hopefully you don't have to worry about coordinating a maintenance guy and what have you.
For sure.
Okay. So some of the things on this list that, and actually this list I'm pulling off of Breezeway, which is a sponsor of the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We are super grateful to be partnering with them because we use their software. We love their software. And we'll also tell you, if you are a solopreneur and you have one property, Breezeway is something that you can absolutely leverage to just help you keep things streamlined. And they have these really great templates that are pre-populated into their software, Annette. And you can tweak them to be specific right. for your property, but just the general outline that they have, like, they've worked with tons of property managers. So they've got these templates down to a T.
Thousands and thousands.
Yes.
And thousands of thousands.
Yes. And so you can automatically schedule this to pop up in your calendar of like, oh, you know, we usually have back-to-backs on this day every quarter you take a Sunday where you don't take it, whatever that is, but when you can do this. So have you been in contact with your pest control? You know, what's going on with pest control? Are they coming? How's the price? Right, just a reminder, just go back and look at your pest control. Do you need to ramp it back up? Do you need to like maybe taper it off? Is it working?
And if it hasn't been an issue yet, who would you call if it was an issue?
Absolutely. Get it. Have two, three, you know, ask your fellow hosts in your area who they use. Look back at your guest interaction and what questions have you gotten about how to use something? Do they know how to use your Nest thermostat or your smart thermostat? Do they know how to turn it from heat to AC if you're staying in the spring or fall when the weather can be iffy? And if not, how can you communicate better with your guests? I'm not saying communicate more, but how can you communicate with them more effectively? So just think about those things. Sometimes we can get so wrapped up in the day-to-day, how can we improve things that already exist? You know, if you have a water softener, does that need serviced? When's the last time it's been serviced? How about your septic tank? Oh, you don't want that to go down during guest day, everybody. You don't want that to happen. So when's the last time that's been inspected and pumped? If it's been more than 5 years since last completed, definitely put that on your to-do list ASAP. How's paint looking? Especially with that first impression, because Airbnb especially asks guests about that check-in process. And even if the process of checking in was pretty easy, if your place doesn't look so great on the outside because of the elements or what have you, maybe it's time to like look for an upgrade there, like our screen doors. Window screens. Are there tears? Are they loose? Do they look suspect? Mm-hmm. Are they clean? Your windows. Actually, we're on a window kick right now on our team. It's like, I want all the windows like taken off and wiped down and let's do like a really nice, you know,
clean.
Do the locks on the windows work properly? When's the last time you actually looked at the lock, especially if you have an older home? Are those good? Because you like screw down the one side of it. Is it screwed secure? Trash collection. Is it working? Is it not? How does your trash can look? Like, you know, does it look like it's seen better days? Mm-hmm. How's that surface going?
We're ordering a new trash can.
How about your internet service? We have options, people. You don't have to keep your same. Actually, Annette and I, we bought the new property. We are trying a new service provider in our area and just testing it on for size because, I mean, that's the great thing about having more than one service provider in your area. You can shop for better pricing. Maybe it's a time to bump it up, like so you can get fast. Because now also Airbnb allows you to showcase your Wi-Fi speed. And it is like above the fold. Like you can see it. It's like one of the, it's a prominent thing on your listing now.
And this is one of those things I will say, I'm kind of selfish. I don't really download movies. I don't game. I don't do any of that stuff. And if I travel, I'm normally by myself. So you do kind of want to be aware of how many people can stay in your home and is that speed going to support them?
We just did an Instagram reel.
Oh yeah.
About there's that one metal bed on Amazon that everyone seems to get for their short-term rental because they're inexpensive and they look modern and we get it. But several short-term rentals that I have not staged that have had these beds in them.
Had to replace.
You guys, you have, I've had to replace them. The legs bend very easily. They will scratch your floors. So make sure, no matter what kind of bed, it's just nice to have a rug underneath to protect your floors, give your guests a nice soft thing to step on, all that kind of good stuff. But here's the deal. Even if your bed is in excellent condition, you need to remember to tighten the screws and just make sure it's everything, your bar stools, your seats around your dinner table, just make sure it's all tight because safety aside, which is the most important, but aside, no one likes to like turn over in bed and hear it squeak because something's loose. That's no fun.
My chairs.
What do we have next here? How about the kitchen equipment? I mean, do you really still have all the things that you started out with last year?
No, I'm going to say no for sure. That's the number one thing that needs to be checked on.
Do you have enough for the amount of people you cater to? Do you have enough forks and knives and spoons where they don't have to wash it to use it again? Is a coffee maker. We did a lot of coffee content on our Instagram lately.
Oh man, this here's two case in points. Just that same house that didn't change the codes. We actually went out and bought a coffee pot because the other one was like so dingy and gross. We're like, this is like $20. So we did that. And two, Sarah and I, like I went to make coffee in my coffee pot and somehow there's like a hole in it. I must have burnt it. So like, just no, pour some
listen,
water.
Like, you're like, listen, I was like, what do you mean there's a hole in it? No.
There's
like
a hole. Glass, I don't know. The glass like has the a hole
glass
in it. So
carafe
check it.
Has
check
a it. Hole.
This is something, this next one, I want to say, and I need to like clarify this with Justin Ford, but this is something that's common in refrigerators at short-term rentals. They run like harder. Is that the, I don't know if that's the way I want to say it, Sarah.
Yeah, they overwork.
Since they're not full with the actual, you know, groceries most of the time, keeping like doing its normal job, they can like overheat and work too hard and like get, I guess the coils get really disgusting and susceptible to fire. And so that's just something to pull that out, check on that. I just remember Justin Ford one time was telling me that. I was like, oh my gosh, you're so right. They don't get used in the normal fashion.
Listeners, if you're new, if you're just joining us, Justin Ford is an international safety expert specifically
for short-term rentals.
For short-term vacation rentals. And he works with Breezeway. Amazing guy. And he's been on several episodes, but he is our go-to like...
Yeah, but the refrigerator, yeah, I never thought about that.
You gotta pull the refrigerator out. You gotta clean the coils. Mm-hmm. Also, the refrigerator should have most of them, I guess. Definitely check your manufacturer's instructions, but they should be leaning about a half an inch back so that anything that's running through the fridge like goes into the drip pan that's behind your fridge. And let me tell you, if the fridge goes down, I also have, actually, hot tip. I've now learned in my years of managing properties, you should have these things as backups. You should have a backup refrigerator.
I mean, that's kind of hard to have though.
No, it's not. It isn't hard. You get a taller...
Do you have a backup refrigerator right now?
I do.
Where's it at?
It's in the basement of 110.
Okay.
Because we just had a fridge go down. And it's a taller apartment mini fridge, but we're in the freezer. You can actually fit in a box of pizza and you can actually... And we also have a backup...
Oh, see, having a backup fridge like that, that makes sense. Like a mini one.
But not like a tiny one, but like a taller one that you might find in like a dorm room.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have a backup freezer, like a separate freezer, because people get nice steaks or what have you. Like you don't want them losing out on all that money while you're getting it repaired. So backup fridge, backup freezer, backup bed. Mm-hmm. You should have like, even if it's like a temporary situation, because... How many times has happened to us? Two or three times.
Yeah. But I will say, listeners, this is like after several years of hosting multiple properties. So we understand if it's not in your budget to have all these things. But here's the deal. Know where you can go get it like quickly because we've made last minute runs for TVs.
You know breakdown? Fridays at 7 p.m.
For sure. No, for sure.
So that's why you're listening to this podcast, right? So you can make a decision when you want to buy a backup fridge. The last thing is some sort of hot plate. Like an oven type situation. If the range goes down, the oven goes down, it is Thanksgiving, what do you do?
Yeah, you're probably gonna have to.
That's tough.
Probably gonna have to get some money back on that one.
Well, definitely get money back. Then, like, can you save Thanksgiving dinner? So, those are some thoughts for you. All right, back to our maintenance list. Before the main holidays, you can also have an appliance pro come over and check out your oven. Make sure everything is looking good. Check out your fridge. Make sure everything is looking good. Do some preventative maintenance there. Your dishwasher, is it clean? inside? Like you can open up the bottom of it and like clean out all the gunk. So when's the last time you did that? Do you have Rinse Aid available? Because that'll make your dishes look better too once you take them through the cycle and making sure you're filling that up each time. Going into the bedroom, what is the condition of the mattress? What is that? We talked about the bed. Are the pillow protectors still looking good? Because those can get, you know, a little whatever over time.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm. How about your fan? Is the pull chain still working? Can you reach it? Can the guests reach it? How's the caulking looking around in your toilet?
That always needs work everywhere.
In your tub? Is your toilet flushing properly? Is there a lot of condensation? Why is there a lot of condensation? How about your sink? So what we like to do now, again, and if you haven't thought about this, don't worry. We have. I've made this mistake. Get someone to come out and clean your drains at least once a year. Mm-hmm. Even if nothing's happening, because you don't want to go mid-stay and clean out.
I have done the Saturday night snake for sure. And it's disgusting. And I dry heave when I do it. So I know that the guests are not happy that I'm in there dry heaving.
And then when it gets beyond the point where you're like, you know, residential snake works, it's you got to call, you know, a commercial plumber to come out. And anymore these days, it's like $250, $300 in our market just to come out. And like, you better hope it's going to work the first time. How about light bulbs? Do you have extra batteries on site? Do you have extra light? You know, have you replenished that? And of course, the whole safety component, smoke alarms.
That's a whole, yeah. We got
schedule the batteries. Yeah, all that kind of fire extinguisher. Has it been used? Make sure it's ready to go. Exterior lights.
Oh, this is a good one. The first aid kit, I will tell you, I'm not going to lie here, had the same first aid kits for a really long time. And then you open it up and you're like, oh, cool. There is absolutely no Band-Aids in there. Yeah. So A, if you don't have a first aid kit, go get a first aid kit. And B, check on it because people use stuff in it. And then you're like, oh, well, this is really not going to be helpful.
And sometimes they'll use stuff and they'll put it back. Like open up the, because that's probably what they do at home, right? Mm-hmm. Like the gel or whatever.
Yeah. It's like, here you go.
And if you've got other things like docks, like when's the last time you had a safety inspection of your dock or just cleaned it, making sure there's no algae, your washer and dryer, having that, you don't want that to go down mid-guest day. That's no fun. Is your deck inspected for safety? No rotten boards, all that kind of good stuff. So no tripping hazards. That's a general thing. But really what we're talking about today is maintenance because you don't want things to break down mid-guest day. What can you do preventatively?
And how do you communicate? Here's the deal. If you feel overwhelmed right now, you should be. We're extremely overwhelmed just talking about all these things. But here's the deal. The last part that we want to talk about is something else that we've been talking about this week is blocking off time on your calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Is 100% occupancy, like, well, Sarah and I have mixed feelings about 100% occupancy because maybe we need to make sure you're charging the right amount, but we want you to take breaks, have some sort of time in your schedule throughout the year. And again, if you can afford to do this, and we almost feel like you can't afford not to do it, but block off that time so your service providers aren't rushed to do things. So they can do that deep clean. So you can do that touch-up paint and let it sit for a day or so because the things are going to, and you can never really pre-plan all of this stuff. Well, you never will. But if you know coming up in like a month or two that there's some time that you can like actually schedule for some things to get done or have these inspectors come in, just put those maintenance days on your calendar. You will be so thankful when they come up. You will be like, holy smokes, I probably need like 4 maintenance days to get it all done. But we just encourage you, think ahead, block those off on your calendar. You're going to be really happy when you did because guess what? Even if there isn't anything that you have to have a service provider come out to do, you can be in there doing all the things that need to be looked at and not rushing to have the next guest check in. So we will tell you, block off some time on your calendar. Have that, and don't do it while you're there. So here's another thing too. If this is your vacation rental or it's your time to get away, schedule a vacation there and then schedule a maintenance trip there because your vacation will turn into doing maintenance. That's what I hear over and over again from so many is like, we have the short-term rental, this vacation rental, but they end up not enjoying it because they end up doing all the maintenance and all of that whole list that we went. But imagine that's your vacation.
So I wonder, it's just like if you just, I don't know. That would be an interesting topic to interview someone who like has a vacation rental that they also rent out when they're not there. You know, how many times do you actually just get to, you don't, in your mind, you're not like all the things you want to improve or what have you. I don't know.
You're going to be thinking about a lot. But if anything, we hope this helps you with one thing. And again, back to the guest communication, just be aware. You're going to have the stuff that's happening, and it's, you kind of know who, you know who you are. You know the type of guest that's staying in your home and how much you should communicate or not communicate or let them know what's going on. But this your houses need maintenance. They need love too.
They need a lot of love. You are not a hotel. Give yourself grace. You're going to have to.
Yeah, stuff's going to break down.
Things going to happen. Yeah. and you know, and the guests might not remember that. And I'm not saying to tell your guests like, the girl that thanks for visiting told me that we're a house and not a hotel.
Right.
But you can't explain that to a guest. Just know that you're going to come across some friction maybe because you could have done something better, and that's okay. To learn from it. We give you a lot of ideas during this podcast episode. How can you move into this? A lot of us are moving into the busy season, which is so exciting. How can we do preventative maintenance? How can we be ahead of those things?
And give yourself grace when something does
happen.
And
give yourself some grace.
You can have all the checklists in the world and all
Absolutely.
The pre-planning that something's going to happen. So.
All right. On that note, my name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are. Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.